Invasive plants like reed canary grass and Japanese hops have been creating huge problems in the Upper Mississippi National Wildlife and Fish Refuge. They're choking out native species like oak trees. McGregor District Manager Richard King says they can control the invasives with burning and herbicides, but they want to see if livestock can suppress the plants.
With grazing, we can potentially create a win-win scenario where we're getting the mission accomplished with restoration and control of invasive species, and a local grazer is getting forage for free.
Producers would be responsible for transporting the livestock, fencing in the animals, and providing fresh water. King says if it's successful in the first two pilot areas, they hope to expand the grazing to elsewhere in the refuge. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.